When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Go. Say it. Say it.
The Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Stone.
Mean it. Say it again.
The Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Stone.
Oh, not sexy, like real.
The Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Stone.
Nailed it. This is Kyle and Dave, and you're listening to The Boogie Monster.
Right.
Podcast.
We always forget to do that.
That's about some bullshit. Sorry, we got a note from our network saying that one of the reasons that maybe we don't have new engagement is that we don't we're not reaching out to new listeners. It's just me, you, and the 10 people that keep tuning in every week, Dave.
Yeah, what do we need to do to engage the new listeners, to attract them to our dumb little podcast?
I don't know, man. I personally don't really give two buckets of hot shit about it. Hey, man. Hey, we're like Olive Garden. If you're here, you're family, and everybody else can go fuck themselves. That didn't fit on the sign for Olive Garden, but that's the full... Everybody else can go fuck themselves is the full slogan for Olive Garden.
It's funny how after 5 years of doing this, some of the most basic fundamentals we still don't have a grasp of. But what are we supposed to, set the table every episode? If you are a regular listener, that seems like that would get redundant.
Well, no, if we were, sitting here acting like we're giving pertinent information to the world, then that's how that works. You know, the newscasters are always like, hi, I'm... You know, this guy, this lady's that lady, and here we are giving you the news.
Uh-huh.
But we don't, we don't have that. So we've plateaued. Well, hey, welcome, loyal listeners. Thanks for joining us on this mesa that we exist on as far as the Boogie Monster listenership is concerned.
Oh, man. Yeah, I guess at the very least we could introduce ourselves every week, but the pre-produced intro already does that, so I don't know.
What more do you want out of it, you know?
When I was in radio, they taught us to speak into the microphone as if you're talking to one person, not thousands or hundreds or dozens or whatever.
I'm talking to you. Yeah. I have been doing that for 5 years.
Well, yeah, okay, then I guess we got that covered.
Yeah, it's the beauty of a co-host. I don't know, man. I don't know what kind of shit you want out of me. There you go. That's good radio. That's good podcasting.
Right into the mic. Oh, jeez. Yeah, I'm sick, man. I don't feel well.
Get tested, dude.
I'm going today to get tested. Even though I'm positive I don't have COVID.
Don't say positive.
That's true. Bad choice of words. I don't think it's COVID. I just have about once a year I get to a bad
You sound
cold.
Like every motherfucker that died saying, oh, please pray for me on Facebook. Every one of them said they didn't have COVID.
Oh, man. Nah, I'll be all right. But, yeah, I'm going to go get tested just, you know, to do the responsible thing.
Yeah, man.
Have you gotten tested ever this whole time?
Oh, yeah. Bunch of times.
Oh, okay. I have not. I've never been tested.
Yeah. If I was like early days, if I was going out somewhere or working, you know, trying to get back, like in March when I was trying to get back before we got vaccinated, I would go get tested and sleeping in the van out in the driveway.
Right on.
On account, you know, Rachel's got asthma and stuff, so we're not trying to fuck around with that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. So what's going on with you, dude?
I'm just hanging out. Rachel's getting back today. I'm just doing chores and hanging out with Lil D, you know.
What kind of chores you doing?
I had to do bed laundry because I let Lil D hang out in the bed this morning.
Yeah.
So it's not for new listeners, of which there aren't any. I'm not talking about my penis and sleeping in the nude. Well, if I sleep in the nude, Rachel makes me wash the sheets immediately. So no, I let Lil Dirty. I knew I had to do the sheets anyway, so I let Lil Dirty hang out in the bed for a minute, and then
both of your cats' nicknames could pertain to that joke, Lil D or Jenny Nooch.
Jenny Nooch. I let Helen. I'll call my dick Helen. I used to have an old joke about how I called, I don't know what the hell did, I don't even remember the joke. Something about I called my penis. I called my testicles the backup singers, like the Pips. And then somebody's like, that means your penis is Gladys. And I was like, that would be less offensive if it didn't look like so much of a Gladys. Looks like a real Gladys.
Yeah, I like Dave and Buster's.
That Dave and Buster's, yeah. My Dave and Buster's. Gladys Knight and the Pips. Dave and Buster's. All kinds of unflattering names for my genitals.
I don't think I've ever come up with any nicknames for my dude.
Well, good for you. I mean, it's not it's a bored man's game. It means you've been active. Just sitting around pulling at your loose skin, coming up
what?
Coming up with nom de plumes.
One time I heard a dude refer to it as his war sausage. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Jesus Christ.
Like, what have you been doing there, bud? My war sausage.
I'm going to call my nom de pubes. That's what I'm calling him. Who says this show is an intellectual? Anybody saying this show is an intellectual could suck my ass. I got my fancy travel headphones on, so I'm blowing the mic out now because I can't hear myself.
I'm hopped up on Dayquil. I don't even know what's going on.
Yeah, you're through it. I smoked a whole joint all by myself last night and watched Freddy vs. Jason. Not a good movie.
No?
I mean, I didn't expect it to be a good movie, but I thought maybe they would, handle that kind of show. I'm getting into Halloween mode. It's getting a little cooler up here, even though it's just kind of early September. Mm-hmm. I'm getting into Halloween scary movie mode. And, it was kind of a turd.
Who won?
Not the viewer.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never seen that one.
You know what? I fell off. I don't think I saw most of the Nightmare on Elm Streets. Mm-hmm. I did like the original as a kid. I thought that was a good premise. And then the Friday the 13th I kind of watched for a while. Mm-hmm. Just because it was more like, man, how are you going to come up with another movie of like, why is Jason still alive?
Yeah.
But this was like, I don't know. I think it was originally must have been a 3D movie. And so they relied more on the effects to placate the 3D viewers rather than story or what have you. And then I started watching the Creepshow TV series, the new ones. And those aren't that good either.
I didn't even know there was a new one.
Yeah, it's on, I think it's from Shudder, which is the horror movie streaming, but I was watching them on Amazon. And I really love the original Creepshow movie.
Mm-hmm.
The one and two, I liked them both.
Yeah.
And this one had a pretty interesting one. I've only watched a few episodes. Pretty interesting one directed by Rob Schraub from Channel 101 days. I know him.
Oh, okay.
Written and directed. And he had a pretty cool one. But a lot of them, there was like no twist.
Hmm.
You know, like the creep shows kind of had some weird twist or why the bad guys were behaving like the bad guys. And you're just kind of like, oh, there's a monster. It killed you. Whatever.
What's the one you were telling me about you watched the other day that you enjoyed so much?
Malignant.
What's up with that one?
It's should ridiculous. Should I check that one out? It's ridiculous. You should. It's ridiculous.
Okay. How so?
Well, I'm not going to give it away.
Mm-hmm. But well, give me something. Like, is it a serial killer? Is it it's supernatural? What's going on with it? Is it ghost?
It's. I'm going to say it's biological.
Okay. Okay. Like, all right. I see what you're saying.
Without, it's fun. Hard to describe without giving too much away. But there was like a moment where I was like, what the fuck is this all about? It was hilarious.
Like a science experiment gone wrong, that kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe it's got a little sci-fi horror vibe to it. Oh, there's a big-ass fly in my room.
Hmm.
Sorry, that's not good. That's not good podcasting. It is. I do think it is strange how like we welcome cute bugs, like how much we are just we base our mercy on aesthetics.
True. We were talking about that last week with the squirrel versus rat, basically the same animal. But
yeah, why? You know, a ladybug lands on you, you're like, oh, adorable. And anything else, you're like, get this thing the fuck out of here. Anyway, so what's going on with you, Dave? What's happening?
Oh, just, you know, guzzling DayQuil and just trying to kick this little cold and working on my wedding playlist. Get fitted for a suit yesterday. That was exciting. Oh, I had a phone call this morning. I want to talk to you about this real quick. We all know about the scam going around about your vehicle's extended warranty.
Yeah, been going on for years.
But I just want to get somebody on their end to admit, what the fuck are you doing? Okay, first of all, from a scam or fraudulent point of view, what is their angle? What are they trying to get out of me? Other they say, confirm your make, model, and year, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, long story short, I stayed on the phone 20 minutes with them this morning trying to see if my extended warranty on my 1984 Dodge Aries was still valid. And never could get an answer. But what are they trying to get? What are they trying to scam?
Hold on. You sat on the phone with them for 20 minutes, and you think you won?
I had nothing going on this morning. It was a slow morning.
I'll say.
But it was the principle. It's like, hey, asshole, what are you like? Well, the thing is, when they call, and then they immediately ask you to confirm your make, model, and year, and I'm like, you called me. You should have that info. You tell me,
Dave.
I'll tell you if you're right.
Are you acting like these aren't well thought out scams?
Yes. But what is their scam? What is the scam there? Do you know?
They'll just get some personal information, like a social security number or something.
Okay. So with my make, model, and year of the vehicle, they
Dave, how were you ever a cop?
Well, I don't understand.
Neither do I. How the hell?
I just don't.
Do you sit in the subway anytime somebody's got a three-card Monty going on, going, now, hold on a second. Turn all the cups upside down. You turn the cups upside down, then maybe I'll give you another $20.
I think it's just insulting to my intelligence that's your pitch. Hey, confirm your make, model, and year of your car. No, no, no. Who are you? What's your name? You called me. What's up?
And, they're just waiting for an old person to fork over some info to bilk them out of their Social Security or Medicare checks or whatever.
And I guess this is naive, but like, how is that legal? How's the Better Business
Bureau? It's not legal.
Why are they calling me?
Dave, are you new? You're killing me right now, dude. You are fucking killing me, and you need to slow down on this NyQuil. You're questioning whether or not this is legal. Of course it's not fucking legal. What? No. It's not. It's a scam. It's a phone scam. They've existed forever.
Uh-huh. But I guess if you're in the spirit of the scam, I guess just I'm asking them to be a little more creative. Like, do better. Like, have a better backstory.
Why?
Have a better cover. I don't know, to make it more interesting for me.
You want to, you're sad you didn't get ripped off. Is that?
I guess
you are so fucking doped up. I'll say that right now. I'm going to give these listeners some good quality programming. Are you upset that you didn't get ripped off by a phone scam?
I'm upset that they think that could work on anyone. I guess you're right. Maybe just the old people or, you know, people who aren't paying attention. Sure. Yeah. Here's my info. But I would rather them just say, hey, what's your social security number? You won a prize. But to play the
they
the
do that
angle,
too, man.
Yeah.
But hey, Dave, do me a favor. Don't enter. Yeah. Don't open your spam folder in your email, because you'll lose days, if not weeks.
Oh, man.
I think you got to stick to the muscle, Dave.
I'm the brawn, not the brain.
I think you got to stick to the pure physical confrontation to get to the truth. Because I don't think you're outsmarting. I don't think you're outsmarting these phone folks. No offense.
It's just, I guess I'm just bewildered that it could be their approach is that simplistic. You know, like, at least give me something more than that.
Well, I'm just, sure they're coming up with something.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Have you ever gotten ripped off? Have you ever, like, opened, like, gotten an email and been like, oh, here's a, open this file for a thing? Or, you know, like, one of those kind of scams?
I mean, I don't think so. I mean, you remember a couple of years ago, I got every fucking penny to my name wiped out of my account because someone, to kind of revise that story real quick, like, someone had an actual card with my number on it because they used it at an ATM. It wasn't just some sort of transfer fraud. Like, someone duplicated a debit card with my number on it, took it to an ATM, and emptied my account.
So do you respect that criminal more than the phone scam people?
Well, in a way, I guess I do. You know, kudos for them for manufacturing a fake debit card. At least that took some effort on their part, other than just calling me and going, hey, what's your year and make model number? I don't know.
I remember I got my identity stolen like the same week as I got mugged in West Hollywood, and I had more respect for the person that mugged me. Cause at least you went out there and got in harm's way.
I don't know that story.
Instead of some coward shit.
Where did this happen?
Oh, this was not long after I moved to LA. Bronger and I were doing a show in West Hollywood and walking back to the car. And honestly, the zigzagging of morality and luck and bad luck in this story, like, I drove drunk all the time. Mm-hmm. I've admitted that, and I'm not happy about it. But that L.A. for a while, there was Wild West because there's no Uber, there's nothing, but everybody drank, and everybody just drove drunk everywhere. And it's not a bragging thing, and I'm not laughing about it, but that's how it was. Mm-hmm. And so we were leaving a show in West Hollywood, pretty drunk. Or at least I'm thinking so. If we were at a show, we were drinking. Mm-hmm. And it was right off Santa Monica Boulevard, too. It was only like a block off. As we're walking to the car, we turn a corner, and all of a sudden I realize Bronger's not next to me, and some guy's kind of walking next to me, like, hey, hey. And I'm like, think he's asking for a cigarette. I'm like, I don't have any cigarettes left. And he goes, hey. And I hear him, like, cock a gun.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, hey, what's up? And then Bronger's back at the corner because it was a couple. We walked by him. It was a guy and a girl. And the girl had, like, the hand in the jacket kind of thing, uh-huh. Acting like it was a gun, but this guy had a gun. And it was just like, give me your wallet. And I knew I was drunk because he's like, I'm like, can I just get my license back? I don't want to have to go to the DMV. He's like, you'll get your license. I'm like, okay, cool.
So he, like, gave you your license back?
Well, I was like, all the credit cards are in the middle part there. And so he just took those out. And then I remember arguing with him because I did have cigarettes. But I'm like, these are pretty cheap cigarettes. I don't think you want these. He's like, shut up. So I'm like, man, after I get mugged, I'm really going to want a cigarette. And because I was at this point, I was on the ground. I was on the ground, like face on the sidewalk.
Oh, he made you get on the ground.
Yeah.
God damn it.
And so then, yeah, as soon as that was done, car pulled up and they took off. But then we're sitting there like, oh, that sucks. Bronger ran up. He's like, you okay? I'm like, yeah, you're all right. You know, cause the guy took like a cheap, like kicked me in the ribs, but it wasn't, I think like the car that was waiting to pick him up. I think he was like getting into a gang or something. Cause it was not a very, threatening kind of event.
Uh-huh.
Like, then they seemed like they were 15 years old or something.
Yeah, just go with this. I got to do this, sir.
Yeah, and then, like kicked me while I was laying there, but it wasn't, not trying to be a tough guy or anything, it just wasn't a real strong kick.
More to show his buddies that
I think the car was right there and be like, all right, let's look at me, I'm doing this thing. But then we got up, it's still the worst part. That sucked, but then like, oh, let's just get out of here. Where's the car? Oh, the car got towed. So I got robbed in the spot that my car got towed from. So the city of Los Angeles got more money out of me that night than the guy with the gun. And then, yeah, so we wound up figuring out, I forget how we got to an impound lot, if somebody gave us a ride or something, but then didn't have credit cards, had to like find an ATM. I think Bronger still had a credit card to get cash out. And then also that week, then I also got, my identity stolen. I think unrelated to the credit cards being stolen.
Damn.
Like, it wasn't a debit card. It was like somebody, it was a rough go. It was a rough go in the early days of Los Angeles. But, that sucks. But I still, like, at least that guy, rolled up, put himself in harm's way in the name. I still, fuck that guy. Fuck that guy forever, but more so than some fucking nerd getting my money. At least a real criminal got it, not some nerd,
Yeah, fuck those nerds.
Get angry, you get ripped off by a nerd.
Oh, man. Did I tell you the time I almost got carjacked in Atlanta?
No.
I think I told this story. Long story short, I had driven straight from Boston. I had been out on the road with a buddy, and I drove from Boston to Atlanta in one straight shot. I think it was like, I don't know, it was 15 hours, 16 hours, something like that. And I get all the way to Atlanta, and I drop my buddy off, and I'm going home, and I was like, shit, I've driven all this way, and I'm almost out of gas. I was like, it'd be shitty to run out of gas on the way home after driving 16 hours. So pull in to this gas station. People from Atlanta will know, right on the corner of Ponce de Leon and Boulevard. To quote Andy's joke, a street so shitty they didn't even name it. It's just called Boulevard. not blank Boulevard, just Boulevard. It was like 2 in the morning. I've driven all day, and it was a shitty tour. Like, I lost money. The shows were bad. Just a horrible commute home all day, just in a bad mood. 2 in the morning, getting gas. And this, like, 15, 16-year-old kid just walks up with a butterfly knife. And he goes, hey, let me get those keys, player. And I said, what? And he flipped the knife out again, goes, let me get them keys. Because I was driving, it's back when I had that Lexus.
Okay, yeah.
96 gold Lexus. And it was a sweet looking ride, even though it was 15 years old at the time.
No, it was a nice car, man. It was a nice sedan.
Yeah, I liked it. That's the one that we smashed the the passenger side
mirror.
What's
this wee shit, man? You were driving.
Anyway, I thought the guy was playing or fucking around or something, and then he showed me the knife, and it sunk in. Oh, you're trying to carjack me. And I had the keys in my hand. I just dropped them on the ground at my foot, and I said, if you can get these keys, you can fucking have them. And I just stared him down, and he just stared at me, and then he told me to fuck off, and he wandered away. And I think when he was walking away, I told him to go home and get a gun.
Well,
and then I called him a name. But not a racial name, but a word I still don't
use. A bad name.
Yeah. I just dropped the keys on the ground. I was like, dude, if you can get these keys from me, you can fucking have it. Like, wrong day, dude. Wrong. You're going to need something more than that stupid little knife.
I would like to see the percentage of people stabbed by a butterfly knife that aren't the owners of said butterfly knife. I feel like that's most of the injuries of a butterfly knife are from the person just trying to open a butterfly knife.
Yeah, they're tricky. They look good if you know what you're doing, but not very practical. But yeah, and I didn't even think about it. I wasn't trying to be a tough guy or anything. It was just like, you got to be fucking kidding me. I'm not going to just hand over this. The guy was like 5'6", 110 pounds. He was a little skinny kid. I was just like, nah, no thanks. I mean, you can try, but I'm not going to just give these to you.
And that's, I mean, it's that, like, okay, my situation, like, I'm not a tough guy or a brawler or anything. It was just like, oh, you got a gun. And I could see the gun. Mm-hmm. All right, sure, here, whatever. But say, like, in a situation like, I am going to fight this guy or something, like, oh, yeah, then there's just a car full of other people right there.
Yeah, or yeah, just what can you do there?
In general, right now, again, I'm not a fighter or anything, but everybody just now just takes, like, jujitsu recreationally.
Yeah.
Like, I've talked about, like, there's no such thing as a fair fight. Like, everybody now knows, like, five moves to snap your arm in half.
Mm-hmm.
Not science or logic or compassion. People aren't focusing on those as part of the human existence, but
yeah,
I'm yeah, tuned up, and I go to a fighting gym every day.
Man, the best is, and you know, I don't condone violence, but I do condone fucking bullies. Street but there's have you seen some of those videos? There's one in particular where it's school kids, and they look like they're maybe in seventh or eighth grade, and there's one big kid, you know, bullying some small kid, and the small kid finally has enough, and I guess the big kid didn't realize that small kid was a jujitsu dude. And mm-hmm. I mean, the small kid was like sub 5 foot, sub 100 pounds. And the big kid was like, he was like almost like a full grown man. And the little kid finally just had enough. And I forgot what he did. He engaged him in some sort of wrestling technique and then took his back and choked him out in a reverse chokehold. And it was, oh, it was fucking beautiful. It was fucking beautiful. And you know, they're like seventh graders. And yes, kids shouldn't be fighting, but damn. It really was beautiful to see that little kid be like, nah, I've had enough of this, you big fucking idiot.
That, yeah, I like seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, man, I don't know what I'm saying. I'm old now, too. Do you ever realize you're old now?
Yeah, every day.
Too old to do shit? Like, too old to, like, fight? not that I ever wanted to when I was in it. A shape, but yeah, like, nah, fuck that, man. I'll fucking fight you. Fine, all right, man.
Oh boy, what else going on? So you're home alone, just kicking it with Jenny Nooch.
Yeah, man. I'm gonna type, man. Just let those calls go to spam, dude.
Okay.
Stop. I never answer my phone. I don't answer my phone when people I know. All right, that's the beauty of seeing unknown. Fucking stay unknown. Keep your mysterious identity, caller.
Do you do this in the rare occasions that you do have to speak to a friend or somebody on the phone? Do you, like, I'll do this with you sometimes. Like, do you send a warning text in advance? Like, hey, are you free for a phone call or something? Like, I wouldn't dream of just cold calling a friend anymore. I just feel like that's almost rude.
Some people are bullshitters, not in like the negative make stuff up, but like want to just sit there and talk.
Mm-hmm.
My mother, who listens to the podcast, is one of those people. Just will talk for the sake, like it's an activity, like it's a recreational activity.
Like you're gonna go on a hike.
Just like, no, we're gonna have a conversation about what doesn't matter. I cannot do that. I don't have friends that can do it. I'm a shitty person to just like sit with, like, oh, let's go have drinks. Cool. In 2 hours, this will be a fun night. But the first 2 hours is just me not knowing how to talk to you and throwing booze at the situation to figure out how to bullshit. The fact that we've had this podcast for this long, and that's essentially, this is my week's worth of bullshitting is just this show.
Yeah. I'm taking up all your bullshit time.
That's it. Well, we've turned it into tens of dollars.
The only time I enjoy random bullshitting on the phone is if I'm driving, like long distances. If I'm out on the road,
yeah,
I got an eight hour drive or something. Yeah, call me. We'll fucking listen to each other breathe on the phone for an hour.
Yeah, because now I can't do anything else other than talk and listen.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to catch me while I'm in my house with all the stuff I've chosen to be surrounded with? You're not going to win when you're trying to vie for my attention here. And I've got a cat and video games and guitars and candy. You will lose.
You know who still likes to talk on the phone all the time? Katie. She will have phone calls, you know, just casual conversations all the time. And then to take it a step further, and I do not understand why she does this, and I've asked her, and I still don't really know what the clear answer is. She doesn't like to use earbuds, whatever. She will literally hold the phone up to your ear, old school style. To me, that's insane. If you had the option to go hands-free, you know, and these are phone calls she's having while at home around the house, and she'll be doing stuff, doing chores or whatever, but everything's just one-handed because the other hand's occupied with the phone. She's like, I just don't like the earbuds. I like to hold the phone. And have you done that in recent memory where if you have to do that, every now and then I have to hold the phone and I'll talk to somebody. And after a few minutes, my arm starts getting sore because it's like, oh, we haven't held this position this long in years. I feel like that's a weird evolutionary trait that maybe we're developing or the lack of losing that power to just hold up a goddamn phone.
I mean, I'd say good riddance to the idea of holding the phone to your head. Like of the few things in technology I like, you know, MP3s, awesome. No more CDs, all this bullshit. Great. You know, I know that doesn't sit well with the vinyl collectors and this and that. Less crap. Awesome. But yeah, holding the phone up. If I got to do that, I want information and information only. Mm-hmm. That's like the phone's up to the ear. That's when it's like 911. That's when the phone's out of the air. Every other time, ear pods or speakerphone, and I am giving you at the maximum 12% of my attention. That's how much you're going to get from me on a conversation on the phone. That's not about a business, like my career or financial stuff or like stuff like information I have to retain. Nah. Mm-hmm. Text message. Here's information. That's it. Mm-hmm. Save it up. Save up that conversation for a special occasion. Rachel and I know we're on the phone. What's up? I'll be home in an hour. Okay, we'll talk face to face. Mm-hmm. And otherwise, yeah. I just don't have that much to say to people. And what am I supposed to
say? One thing that annoys the shit out of me with texting is, let's say you and I are engaged in a text conversation, and then maybe it's, you know, some info, maybe it's a time sensitive thing, and then you just ghost me for 6 hours. And it's like, I understand the other side of the coin. Like, just because I have a phone, you know, I'm not on call 24/7. Just because you can reach me doesn't mean that you should reach me at any time. But we've already established a back and forth in this moment about whatever, a few texts back and forth. And then I ask you something that maybe is time sensitive, or, you know, I'm leading up to the actual reason I'm texting you. And then there's like a 4 hour gap. It's like, damn it. Now, if you said, hey, sorry, I was in the hospital, or sorry, I was in a movie, or I had, you know, but like a lot of times I have friends that will just take a 4, 6, 12 hour gap and then respond with no acknowledgement of the gap. That's a little annoying.
Well, it depends on the information. What information is necessary? Nothing. Everything's expected to be immediate now, but nothing's that important. Like if another call comes in, well, I'm on the phone with my mom. Jesus Christ. It's like watching somebody trying to land two space shuttles at once. Trying to juggle that much. Well, hold on 1 second. Just hold on. It's like air traffic control all of a sudden. It's like, who gives a fuck? Either don't pick up. It doesn't matter. Oh, of the thousands of phone calls you take in your life, what percentage of those have ever had information that is need to know in that moment? Much less than 1%, but every call is treated that way.
No, I get that. But if we're already texting casually and then I'm like, hey, what time are you showing up to the thing tonight? And then you take a 4-hour break. I'm like, God damn it. We were back and forthing.
Well, then you go answer me. I need to know. Get fucking demand information from people. Stop being a pussy about it. You did it to the car insurance people who aren't even real. You can't step up to your own friends like that? Come on.
That's true.
Sorry, I had a lot of coffee today. I got
That's real, buddy.
Spicy toad.
Yeah. A little spicy canane.
Yeah, man. Just having the weekend to myself. Still no drinks. Smoking weed. Getting weirded out by shit. Being home alone, man. Just being home alone. It's a wild one. Mm-hmm. Being home alone in a house instead of an apartment.
Yeah.
Because you're never truly alone when you live in an apartment. You still got neighbors.
Yeah.
But a house, whew. And then you turn the lights off so you know people could see inside, but you can't see outside. Or that's when the lights are on the inside.
Yeah.
Well, that's good, buddy. Spooky times. I like it.
It can be scary. It can be scary home alone sometimes.
But fun scary. Like, I'm having fun being scared. I don't think, there's criminals. I'm like, ghouls and goblins. Anyway, what are we talking about? What are we getting into? Hey, this is Kyle and Dave. This is the Boogie Monster podcast.
Yeah.
If you're still just tuning in 35 minutes later.
Uh-huh.
And we discuss supernatural stuff. I'm saying this right into the microphone, Dave.
There you go. Lay it on me.
Scary bullshit.
Scary bullshit.
Hey, you guys like scary bullshit?
I thought today we would talk about... This isn't scary per se, but it's still... I find this topic very interesting. Even though I don't understand most of it.
Lost a listener, bro.
The future of human evolution, Kyle.
Yeah, gonna get bigger dicks.
Oh, boy. We've been evolving for a long, long time. I forgot how long Homo sapiens have been on this planet. I think it's
a couple, 3.8 million,
maybe. I don't know. I can't keep up. It is crazy if you think about, like,
keep up with how long human beings have existed.
The timeline of humanity, like, in terms of how old the world is, and then the percentage of that in terms of how long humans have been on the earth, that's insane. I don't know what the answer to that is, but it's impressive how little time humans have been on planet Earth compared to how old the Earth actually is.
Yeah, anyway, we're not long for this planet.
No, probably not. But I thought, we've been evolving. Are we going to keep evolving? And if so, what changes are going to be made in our human evolution? And before getting into any of the notes or research, just off the top of my head, in terms of think of how different our lifestyles are now than they were even 20, 25 years ago. And that's just such a speck in terms of on the timeline. But just in the last 20, 25 years, think how different our lifestyles have been in terms of, here's an easy one, but like phones. We're talking about phones. Used to, 30 years ago, if you wanted to talk on the phone, you got to go in the kitchen or wherever you had your phone and just, you were restricted to that little spiral cord.
You had to go to a thing called a booth, and you had these things called coins, which represented the monetary value you possessed. Jesus Christ, fucking Andy Rooney shit, Dave. What are we talking about here?
Back when I was a thing, there was stuff that was a thing.
That is a big transformation, though, if you really think about how you spent your time on the phone today compared to 20 or 30 years ago. All right, here's one.
Buddy, there are fuck robots. We know phones have advanced. There's robots that people fuck right now, all right? Let's get to it.
Your thumbs. Are our thumbs going to change in terms of, look how much differently we use our thumbs today than we did 30, 40 years ago in terms of your phones, typing, blah, blah, blah. Everybody I mean, this isn't an original thought. It's been talked about before. But just the way we're all zombies shuffling around, looking down at our phones and then, you know, typing shit with our thumbs. Like, that's changed in just a few decades. So where my point is, how much, what's it going to be like 1,000 years from now or 10,000 years from now? Like, are our thumbs going to get bigger? Are they going to get, you know, more detail? Like, I would think for that purpose, you would think the thumbs would get smaller so that they're easier to type on your phones with. Anyway, just something to think.
If in 1,000 years we still have iPhones that we need to use our thumbs for, we're fucking doomed.
Good point.
There's we're going to be biohacked. It's going to be, we're going to psychically transmit messages within 100 years.
You think
They're already hacking into people's brains that are like, that are paralyzed and now have figured out how to spell things with brain waves. And clearly, please go check my sources. It's the internet. My source is the internet. But that's where I think it. It's all going to be this fusion mix of technology and biology that's going to go. I mean, think about it, like eyes got weaker, you got glasses, then you got contacts, then you got LASIK.
Mm-hmm.
Now what's the point? When is it going to be LASIK when it could just turn into a telescoping lens that's attached to your eyes?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where it's all going. That's not going to be thumbs to type. People already do the talk to text.
Okay, good point.
And
I don't do that. Mainly because I haven't figured out how to do it. But even if I did...
I'm a slow adapter to it because it always decides to not acknowledge my voice. But that, yeah, these things are already, like, we're in the midst. That's what's fascinating. We're in the midst of these things changing.
Yeah, and I don't know how I feel about that. Like, a few years ago, I first started seeing this when I was hanging out with this group of buddies who... It was the first friends that I had that started doing the voice command for the GPS. I had a buddy who would just be like, GPS, drive me to Walgreens. And I'm like, you can't even fucking type. Like, you don't even need a map anymore. I get all that. But, like, you can't just grab your phone and type in Walgreens. It just seemed so, I don't know if entitled's the right word, but just like... You can't even type it in anymore.
These horseless carriages are a nuisance.
It just seems like you got to earn something. You got to put forth a little effort other than just speaking. Take me to this place. Like, you can't
type
it in?
No, you don't.
Why not? Like, it just feels like, I don't know. If
because
everything
who gives a
were
shit?
That
what are you
easy?
Earning? What are you earning? Like, what righteousness do you have because you took your phone and typed in... Instead of taking advantage of the conveniences, I can't believe I'm the one sitting here defending technology, but they're offering you these conveniences.
Yeah, but
like
it's such a minor
convenience. It's not like some massive shortcut that's disservicing thousands of other people because it's just a voice command. It's good.
Do you not think it's part of a bigger process of dumbing down? Like, in terms of, like, problem-solving skills, like, you can't even fucking figure out how to... I know you could figure out. I know they're choosing to just use that. But I'm just saying it feels a little bit of a slippery slope.
What's the dumbing down? Is the dumbing down like, well, this guy invented a light bulb. Now who looks staying up too late? Like,
no.
What dumbing down to what? Hey, Siri, tell me how to get to the... Walgreens, so I can get my medicine. Like, what?
Well,
I don't
understand. What's it's dumbing. Dumb? It's dumbing down in that. What? Okay, go to Walgreens to get your medicine. Over time, all you do is just take me to Walgreens voice command. What happens when that technology is down for the day? The fact that you can't even. I've ranted about this before, but people who use GPS in their own fucking town, you can't figure out how to get to point A to point B. With your brain instead of a GPS? And I'm not exaggerating. I know friends who live in Los Angeles who don't know how to get to certain places without
a GPS. Yeah,
Los
Angeles is a massive city with ever-fluctuating traffic, and I enjoy a map that says, hey, you know how you normally go this way? Well, it's fucked because there's traffic. You should try it and go this way. I'll do that all the time for places that I know.
I get that argument, but there are cases that where literally they're not doing it for that reason. They're doing it because I don't fucking know how to get there because I've never gotten there without the assistance of a GPS. Like, I feel.
But where? That's the is it the hospital or is it Taco Bell?
Anywhere. Just the ability to get yourself from point A to point B with your own cognizance instead of being reliant on a GPS.
But then there's there's some asshole that thinks you're a schmuck because you're taking a car instead of a bicycle. If you can't get there of your own physical existence, aren't you just taking a shortcut by using a car?
Okay. That's a good argument. But do you see what I'm saying?
Extrapolate this into any argument that this technology is providing a shortcut. Do you use a remote control for your TV in your house?
Yeah. Okay.
Why?
Well, I guarantee
you. I told
you
I got coffee today, Dave, and I'm ready to fucking drag it all down.
I guarantee goddamn you, if I had one of those TVs that still had a manual knob, I could figure out how to fucking get the channel on if the remote were to be broken. But I'm serious. I have friends that couldn't get to a show in the town they fucking lived in because their GPS was down. Like, you don't know what streets to take.
Angeles a town and start referring to it as one of the largest cities on Earth.
Well, true.
That's not even on a grid system. It's divided by mountains and an incongruous roadway. I think you're being a little simplistic on I can't believe this guy can't get over there. Because when I moved there, there wasn't GPS, but you bought a Thomas guide because that's how confusing that fucking town was, as you had a textbook of maps that you carried around in your car.
Yeah.
That I still referred to all the time because when you're going through a major city that's not on a grid system, you're not going to remember all the places you have to go to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm saying it just seems like there's very little priority put on just learning orientation, just knowing where the fuck you are. I know grown adults that don't know north, south, east, west because they don't have to. And I get the argument. Why not take advantage of it? But like, it just still seems like a nice contingency plan to have in your back pocket to know where the fuck you are and how to get somewhere without relying on technology.
I know grown adults who did not spend 20 minutes on the phone with the fucking car insurance scammer today because they know not to pick up the phone because it's a scam, Dave.
So I was bored.
Let's give a little perspective here.
Hey, what's up? It's me, Dave. We're going to go ahead and stop this episode here, make this a two-parter. This is this concludes part one of The Future of Human Evolution. We had some behind-the-scenes production issues, no big deal, that kind of forced us to chop this into two parts. So, again, not a big deal, but we're going to go ahead and land this plane right here, and we will continue with part two next week. But before we get out of here, I want to let you know where you can see Kyle this weekend. Thursday, he'll be in San Francisco, California at Bimbo's 365 Club. I think tickets still available for that. Friday the 17th, two shows in Oakland at the New Parish, one at 7, one at 10. And then Saturday, if you're in Sacramento, California, you can catch him at the Sophia, home of the B Street Theater. So, if you're around, San Francisco on Thursday, Oakland on Friday, Sacramento on Saturday, that's where you can see Kyle. My date's still coming up later in October. I'll be in Reno. I'll be in Seattle, Portland, Eureka. All those dates can be found at dumbdavestone.com. Also, if you're not a member of the Patreon yet, you can head over to patreon.com/boogiemonster and catch some of our really dumb bonus content. I think we offer about two bonus episodes a month. We got the Q&A, and then we have either Dave's Record Room or Dave's Kitchen, whatever I feel like doing that month. So check out the Patreon, $4 a month, just one tier. Your support is greatly appreciated. So catch all Kyle's stuff at kylecanane.com, my stuff at dumbdavestone.com. Thanks for listening. We will catch back up with you for part two of The Future of Human Evolution next week right here on The Boogie Monster.
The Boogie Monster.
Scatman's Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.